Praise God. You're welcome to our Bible study today. Yes, we thank God that Teddy is graduating. All right. You did computer sciences? Yeah. Hallelujah. I've just remembered what I prayed for you on Sunday. So I realized that, I think I was what? I was not talking my own things. Okay. Was it a prayer or a prophecy? Yeah, but we thank God for that. Last week, our study from the final quest using the Bible was, it was entitled Changing Hearts and Lives. All right. We said that, all the problems of the world, okay? All the problems of the world, they spring from the hearts of men and women, all right? So if we are going to change lives, people's lives, if we are going to change the world, then the key thing to change is hearts, all right? Because Jesus said that from the heart spring all rubbish, all evil. All right? So if we're going to change lives and the world, the key thing to change is hearts. All right? And Rick Joyner was told in heaven, just as he wrote in the final quest, he was told that you now have so little power to transform the hearts of believers because you do not live or preach the cross. Okay? Living the cross means dying. You know, a cross is where people were crucified. So living the cross or a lifestyle of the cross means dying to self, dying to yourself, dying to your desires. Okay, so that you can live only for God. All right? And when you die to self and now God lives through you, okay, the life of Christ flows through you, which life of Christ is able to what? To transform people. All right? So if we're going to have the power to change lives, then we ourselves have to always be we should basically be dead. Dead to our carnal desires, dead to the flesh, dead to the things which are not of God. Okay? Dead to our wishes, okay? But alive only to the will of God. And if we do that, then Christ will live through us. Alright? And since Christ lives through us, then we shall have that will be the power that can change what? Lives, okay? By changing hearts. All right? Is there a better way of explaining that? You know, I'm primarily not a teacher, So that's why I struggle to explain things, All right? But, God will sort you out. Amen? Yes. I'm not like, what's her name? Carol. Okay? Carol Businge. She's a teacher, 311. Glory be to God. Teddy, you like when she preaches. So you prefer that she preaches end of the year. Good. She's honest. Yeah, but she didn't have many. Okay, yeah, she has stories. Yeah, great stories, but I have more stories. All right? Yeah, and by the way, she's preaching on Sunday. So, Teddy, make sure what? You're there. Glory be to God. Now, today, the topic for our Bible study today is remembering Angelo's friends. All right? Lydia, good to see you. After a year, something like that. Not a year, or it's a year. By the way, very probably next week we might be done with the final quest. All right? So those of you who love praying, people like Joan who like praying, you should start praying for God to give us what to do next. All right? But most probably, if we don't finish next week, then the other week. All right? Okay? So the topic is remembering Angelo's friends. How many of you know Angelo? Okay. Teddy, do you know Angelo? You've never read the final quest? Anyway, so it's good that you're here so that you can get to know what is in the final quest. Allah knows Angelo. Okay. Okay, let's open page 83. Page 83. Paragraph 1. Rick Joyner says that as we began to walk away, okay, as we, Rick Joyner and Jesus, as they began to walk again, Angelo entreated me. Please remember my friends, the homeless. Okay? Angelo's friends, the what? The homeless. Many will love our Savior if someone will go to them. All right? So it is from that paragraph that we get the topic for our Bible study. All right? Remembering Angelo's friends. Okay? Here, he referred to them as the people who are homeless. Okay? But for us, we shall enlarge the bracket to include basically all the poor, all the disadvantaged, all right? Poor people, the sick, the naked, the hungry, children who cannot go to school, all right? I know Olive is helping to look after the albino, okay? And that's great, Okay, so now, Angelo's friends, for the purposes of this study, it's going to include all the disadvantaged, okay? And Angelo, in heaven, told Rick Joyner, who still had a life on earth to live, he told him, basically was saying, telling him that when you go back, please remember my friends. Remember the homeless, remember the poor, okay, don't neglect them. Okay, don't shun them. Don't discriminate against them. On the contrary, okay, take care of them. Okay, reach out to them. Love them. Be a blessing to them. Give to them. Glory be to God. Amen? So, that's what we're going to talk about. Remembering Angelo's friends. Okay? For those of you who don't know Angelo, you're going to see who Angelo is. Amen? Now, before we proceed reading from the final quest, let's open, Galatians. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. Paul says that when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars in the church in Jerusalem, when they perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we, I, Paul, and Barnabas, should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. Okay? The circumcised were the Jews. Okay? Because God told Abraham that all your descendants, okay, as a sign of my covenant between you and me, between them and me, they must be circumcised. Okay? So, Paul says that when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do. All right? So we have these fathers, you know, in the church. They are these apostles, and they all realize that they have different jurisdictions. One group is called to preach to the Jews. Another group, you know, which includes Paul and Barnabas, is called to preach to the non-Jews, the Gentiles. Okay? But they all had one thing which they were not planning, okay, to neglect. Okay? So it says in verse 10, they desired only that we should remember the poor. Okay? And Paul says that was also the very thing I was also eager to do. Okay? Preaching the gospel, but also, okay, remembering the poor. Glory be to God. Reaching out to the poor. Reaching out to the disadvantaged. Reaching out to the homeless. Reaching out to the hungry. Reaching out to the naked. You know, reaching out to people in hospital, but they don't have anyone to care for them. All right? And so the apostles were not just going to preach the gospel, okay? But they were like, we have to remember the poor. Glory be to God. Okay? And for the purposes of our Bible study today, those are what we are calling Angelo's friends. Glory be to God. Amen? Because page 83, paragraph 1, Rick Joyner says that as we began to walk again, Angelo entreated me, please remember my friends, the homeless. Okay? And the homeless, you know, Angelo's friends, today they include not only the homeless, but the poor, the disadvantaged, people who are without the necessities or the basics of life. And Angelo in heaven is like, please, as you preach the gospel, don't forget them. Okay? And you can see the apostles in Galatians 2, Paul says that both camps, the Jewish camp and the camp to the Gentiles, they agreed that they are going to preach the gospel, but they are not going to forget the poor. Glory be to God. And that's what God wants for us also. Not to forget what? The poor, eh? Not to just be caught up in our LAT, the presence of God, you know, eh? Okay? And then we neglect the poor, eh? And sometimes those poor are within us. They don't have to be outside the church. Eh? Sometimes they are within us, eh? Alright? And God is like, please, remember them. Okay? Don't build a club of middle class, you know, eh? People who have good salaries, and then you kind of make it exclusive. Okay, and you forget that God would also want you to reach out to the disadvantaged, eh? Angelo's friends. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Galatians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And when James, Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do. Okay? You can see Paul was like, man, that is the very thing I was eager to do. And God would also want us to be what? Very eager to do it. Paul was like that one. Ivan didn't have to be told. I didn't have to be reminded. I was eager to do it. Glory be to God. Okay? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he, the Lord, will pay back what he has given. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. All right? We can read it like as he who has pity on Angelo's friends lends to the Lord, and the Lord will pay back what he has given. Alright? Mukama tari azamanya. How do they say it in Wichiga, Alan? Do you know okuri azamanya? The kawaka, what? Chase you from his land. How do they say it? Kuri azamanya. How do they say it in your language? Do you know? But you know okuri azamanya. Hey. So don't you know it? I want to ask Olive how they say it in their language. So, he who has pity on the poor lends to God. Does God borrow? Well, he doesn't. But people, when you give, you have kind of put God in the what? You know, it's like if I have my kid at school and you pick her from school, you have kind of made me what? You have created a thing where I have to do you good. Do you understand? But I didn't like say, you understand? But you've just created now, okay, a good problem for me. All right? And in a sense, you know, you have lent me and I have to what? To pay you back. All right? Yes, God will pay you back in this life. All right? But the greater benefits are in eternity. All right? But God says, I will pay you back if you take care of Angelo's friends. Amen? 2 Corinthians even before we begin to read the final quest, I already have what? Stories are coming up to tell you. Alright? Yeah. Until Carol comes. But let's first read the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Paul says, now concerning the ministering to the saints. Okay, now, these saints were poor saints in Jerusalem. Okay, poor saints. They were needy. All right? And now Paul says, and now concerning the ministering to those poor saints in Jerusalem, it is superfluous for me to write to you. Teddy, you're the one who's graduating university, you know, university graduate. What does superfluous mean? Superfluous. Superfluous means, I checked it out in the dictionary, it means unnecessary, especially through being more than enough. So Paul here was saying, concerning ministering to the poor saints in Jerusalem, it is unnecessary for me to write to you. Why unnecessary? Because you know it too well. Glory be to God. Just like in Galatians 2:10, when Paul said that remembering the poor, I was also eager to do it. So in a sense, Paul, you know, to remind him about that, it was, you know, superfluous. Glory be to God. Amen. Because he knows it and he's eager to do it. He's planning on it. Hallelujah. Okay, so God would want us to reach a level where telling us to remember Angelo's friends, you know, it should be superfluous. Glory be to God. It should be in our DNA. We should always be ready, planning to do it. Or at any one time, there should be someone, you know, a disadvantaged person that we're helping. So anyway, he says now, concerning the ministering to those poor saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. Then let's jump to verse 7. Verse 7, it says, so let each one give to those poor as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. Eh? That means that not by compulsion. Eh? For God loves a cheerful giver. Remember, the giver in this context is he or she that is giving to the poor, giving to Angelo's friends. And God says, he says that God loves, okay, that person who does that cheerfully. All right? The Amplified Bible says, verse 7, it says that let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves, okay, then brackets, okay, kind of explaining what that love means. He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. All right? God loves. He says that means he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without. That person who is cheerful, who is joyous and prompt, you know, to give, whose heart is in his giving. Hallelujah. Okay? God loves that kind of what? Person. Amen? And he wants us to be those kinds of people who are always ready to be a blessing to Angelo's friends. Glory be to God. I understand that Olive, you know, the last time I knew anyway, she was looking for money, okay, so she can be a blessing to the albino community, all right? Now, God loves such things. Hallelujah. When you make it your life project to take care of someone who's disadvantaged. Amen? So, let's open the final quest, okay? I know we read a bit, but now we're going to read a lot. Page 79. Paragraph 1. Jesus tells Rick Joyner that there is still someone you must meet before you return to the battle. He said as we walked. Then paragraph 5, page 79. He, Jesus, then stopped as I walked. And I turned to look at those on the thrones next to us. Then he said that, but mind you, we were still in the place where the highest kings were sitting. Then I recognized a man who was close by. And that man, basically, you know, was Angelo. Okay? But remember the place where the guy is, okay? He's in that place where the highest kings were sitting. And that's where Angelo was. Okay? Now, who is Angelo? For the benefit of all of us and Teddy. Let's open page 80 from paragraph 2 to 6. Okay? Paragraph 2, Jesus says that Angelo had been born deaf. Are you there? Okay? He had been born deaf. So this was a guy who was born deaf. He was abused and kept in a dark, cold attic until he was found by the authorities when he was 8 years old. He had been shifted from one institution to another where the abuse continued. Finally, he was turned out on the streets. The Lord had only given him 3 portions of his love to help him overcome all of this, but he had mastered every bit of it to fight the rage in his heart and keep from hurting the kitten, okay? There was a kitten which he almost kicked, okay? But then he restrained himself using the little portions of love that he had. I now looked at that man, Angelo, a king sitting on a throne far more glorious than Solomon could have imagined. Hosts of angels were arrayed about him, waiting to do his bidding. I turned to the Lord in awe. I still could not believe he was real, much less one of the great kings. Lord, please tell me the rest of his story, I begged. Of course, that is why we're here. Angelo was so faithful with the little I'd given to him, that I gave him 3 more portions of my love. He used all of that to quit stealing. He almost starved, but he refused to take anything that was not his. He bought his food with what he could make collecting bottles, and occasionally he found someone who would let him do yard work. Angelo also could not hear, but he had learned to read. So I sent him a gospel tract. As he read it, the Spirit opened his heart and he gave his life to me. I again doubled the portions of my love to him and he faithfully used all of them. He wanted to share me with others, but he could not speak. Even though he lived in such poverty, he started spending over half of everything he made on gospel tracts to give out on street corners. All right? Teddy, you've seen Angelo. Very disadvantaged person, Okay, but however, God born again, and the little he had, he spent it on what? Other people. All right? Let's jump to paragraph 9, okay? We're still on page 80. Let's jump to paragraph 9, okay? Paragraph 9 onwards. Rick Joyner asks Jesus, but what did Angelo do to become a king here? He was faithful with all that he was given. He overcame all until he became like me, and he died a martyr. But what did he overcome, and how was he martyred? Okay? One of the things this dialogue between Jesus and Rick Joyner should teach you is that it is okay to ask God questions. Hallelujah. It is okay to ask him questions. All right? You can ask him questions. See, that one I don't understand. You can even tell him, you haven't explained that one well. And you won't get angry that, so you think I'm not a great teacher? You think, you know, no, he will say, okay, let me put it in other words. Okay? If you've read Kenneth Hagin's experiences, Jesus used to appear to him live. Okay? Live. And you tell him things. And the one experience I remember was Hagin telling Jesus that I'm not going to accept what you're saying unless you show me in the word. And he told him, I want you to show me 3 scriptures. Okay, that confirm what you're telling me. Because Hagin was like, if something is not written, so he told the Lord, give me 3. Okay? And the Lord says, whoa, wonderful, eh? He says, I'll actually give you more than 3. And then they began to what? To open the Bible. Glory be to God. Isn't that a wonderful Lord, eh? I'm reading history, and I'm reading about kings in those days, Okay? Dictators throughout generations, where you don't question them, that didn't happen. But the Lord here, you know, our Lord, you can ask him questions. Okay? Of course, if you're not having a direct one-on-one with him, the response at times can take a month. Okay? Maybe the answer comes immediately. But somehow, maybe we take long to pick it up. Okay? Then we pick it up, I guess, maybe the following month. Or it can come through someone else. Anyway, the point is, speak to the Lord. Converse with him. Ask him questions. Okay? Ask him questions. You understand? About your life, about anything. Ask him. You like, God, this one I want to know. Tell me. Okay? If it is a major issue, you tell him, I'm not ready to move. Unless you address it, I want to know. And he will reach out to you. Alright? He will. Glory be to God. Alright? If there are things which are not happening in your life, you can ask him. Alright? Say, God, what's up? Of course, in a nice way, in a respectful manner, but say, what's up? And if God sees you're serious, you're really honest, you're serious, you want an answer. The people who they ask, but they're not serious. So God just ignores us. They say, but for me, I asked God, he didn't tell but he just looked at your heart, said this one. But if you really want to know, something, you're like, this is an important matter. God will what? God will reach out to you. He will tell you. And he will tell you the truth. He won't tell you lies. Okay? Because there's no lie in him and there's no deceit in him. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? If your finances, something's happening and you're like, but I'm doing, you can go and say, God, this. Your scripture says this, there's a prophecy, this, I did this, so why isn't this happening? And if you really want to know, he will speak to you. Now, in a church like this, which is prophetic and dreams, you know, you just be there, then someone say, hey, by the way, Lydia, I dreamt about you. You know, I saw you, all right? You were what, you did this. Anyway, someone will get a dream and you're like, this is the answer that I needed from the Lord. Amen? Yeah, so take your questions to the Lord. Take your questions to who? The Lord. If you've read The Path, that book by Rick Joyner, there's a chapter, I think, you know, a chapter, which is entitled The Teacher. The Lord being our teacher. All right? He will teach you. He will do what? He will teach you. He will answer your questions. Glory be to God. Amen. I think most of my answers to people when they ask me questions, I think one of my key answers is I don't know. I think people say, but I mean, what kind of man of God, you know? You should know. I tell people, I'm honest, I don't know. You know, then I tell you, but you know, ask the Lord, you know, the Lord will, I don't know. Simani. Say, but the scripture, what does it, I don't know. I've read the Bible cover to cover many times, but I don't know, all right? All right? I'm not ready to start posing as someone, what? Who knows everything. And very often, that's where the trouble starts. You know, you start posing yourself as Mr. Perfect, Mr. Know-it-all. That is where trouble starts. All right? So it will be good for all of us. Okay, all of you. If you don't know, just tell people you don't know. Lydia, your kid asks you something, don't say, but now I'm going to get ashamed. How can a mother, the kid will say, my mommy has in shame. No, just, you know. Of course, there's something where you have to be wise. You don't immediately, what? Say, I don't know. You say, I'll tell you later. Then you go, what? And ask someone, research. You understand? There's something which you should know. If a kid asks you, you should really know. All right? So if you don't know, be wise. Tell the kid. Then Jacob will read that. All right? Then go and what? Do your homework. But there are things where it is okay not to know, Alright? Yeah. So tell people you don't know, These things of dream interpretation, what does this dream mean? It's okay to say, I don't know. You understand, Was it from the Lord or was it? You're like, man, I don't know. Yeah. Then I tell them, now you go and ask God. Ask him, God, was that dream from you? You understand? Hallelujah. Alright? So, Regina says, ask the Lord, but what did Angelo do to become a king? Bolila. Alright? Then he says, he was faithful with all that was given. He overcame all until he became like me, and he died a martyr. Okay, but what did he overcome? And how was he martyred? I want to know. It's important to me. Okay? Then the Lord says, he overcame the world with my love. Very few have overcome so much with so little. Many of my people dwell in homes with conveniences that kings would have envied just a century ago. Yet they do not appreciate them. Like kings in those days, there was no king, some years, you know, like 200 years ago, who had a car. Now, you know, even in Europe, in Rome, guys didn't have a car, now you have a car. You have, you know, privileges, conveniences that even kings in those days didn't have, a car. So he says that. But he says, but Angelo, on the other hand, would so appreciate even a cardboard box on a cold night that you would turn it into a glorious temple of my presence. Angelo began to love everyone and everything. He would rejoice more over an apple than some of my people do over a great feast. He was faithful with all that I gave him, even though it was not very much compared to what I gave others, including you, Alan. All right. Then, how did he die? Page 81, paragraph 11. Jesus tells Rick Joyner that he, Angelo, froze to death, trying to keep alive an old wino who had passed out in the cold. This is someone who's terribly disadvantaged. Okay. But now he's looking after, more disadvantaged people and even, a wino, You understand? Okay. This guy, he's a child, No wonder in the final quest he says he's seated in that car, the car section of some of the greatest kings in heaven. All right? So it shows us that if we also do that, take care of Angelo's friends, All right? We're destined to reign with the Lord, to reign as kings with him. All right? Okay? So Teddy, now you know who Angelo is? Yep. Page 82. You can see we are reading so many pages today. That's why I'm telling you that, I guess next week we shall be done with the final quest. Page 82, paragraph 3 and 4. Angelo was a martyr every day that he lived. He would only do enough for himself to stay alive, and he gladly sacrificed his life to save a needy friend. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, even if you give your body to be burned but do not have love, it counts as nothing. But when you give yourself with love, it counts for much. Angelo died every day because he did not live for himself but for others. Even though he always considered himself the least of the saints, he was truly one of the greatest. Can you imagine someone on the street, some deaf person on the street, sleeping on cardboard, has nothing on him. And apparently while he was on earth, he was actually among the greatest saints. And no one on earth knew. The Christian who used to see him used to think that their pastor was the greatest saint. And the Lord was like, those are yours. The greatest saint living in your generation is on the streets. Temumumani. Angelo died every day because he did not live for himself but for others. Okay? Basically, that's what God would want us to do. Not to live for ourselves but for others. Alright? And if we do that, we shall be among the greatest. Even though he always considered himself the least of the saints, he was truly one of the greatest. As you have already learned, many of those who consider themselves the greatest and are considered by others to be the greatest end up being the least here in heaven. Angelo did not die for a doctrine or even for his testimony, but he did die for me. All right. Page 83, paragraph 1. Rick Joyner says that as we, Rick Joyner and the Lord began to walk away again, Angelo entreated me. Please remember my friends, the homeless. Many will love our Savior if someone will go to them. Glory be to God. He says, please remember my friends, the homeless. Many will love our Savior if someone will go to them. Alright? Someone will go to them with help. And also to tell them about Jesus. Okay? I remember many years ago, you know, it was like 8 p.m., 8, 9 p.m. You know, I guess it was between 9 and 10 p.m. Many years ago, this is over 10 years ago. I don't know what I was doing in the old taxi park. Okay? So, anyway, around the taxi park, you know, I'm walking. Then, you know those beggars on the streets, eh? Beggars and any people who sleep on the streets, eh? Down there. So as I'm walking, I find them gathered in a group, eh? And there was a guy who was preaching to them. It was like, you know, like 9:30 p.m. And the guy is, you know, and it's like he knew them bulungi, eh? Man, I think it struck me, eh? Like it was like the guy was at home. He was in his element, you know, eh? He knew what the words he was using, eh? But the guy was preaching to them. And they were all around him in Kabozi, you know, eh? At night. Okay? So I'm sure after that they were going what? To their beds, you know, eh? On the streets. But after they have heard the gospel. Man, that's when I realized, I was like, we are here thinking the greatest evangelist is Benny Hinn. All right? But we are not sure of that. You know, there's some of those things which will be revealed in heaven. There's a guy, you know, and you see now, you can see that guy actually didn't have an agenda. Because those guys were not going to give him even a coin. Do you understand? So, it's another thing if I'm preaching to Teddy, and I know that her dad gave her 5K, and she's going to give me a 2K, you know, eh? But they're beggars, guys were going to sleep on the streets, eh? And the guy was, in the middle of them, you know, eh? That's when I realized, my friend, eh? Anyway, but you see now, you find that now that is his calling, to reach out to those ones, eh? Okay? I don't see, you know, Lydia, eh? You there, eh? You understand? It's not your what? Okay? And, you know, but anyway, the Lord, through Angelo, is telling us, remember, those people. You don't have to go down there, but there's someone around you, who is disadvantaged, okay? God wants you to help them, spiritually and materially, if you can, okay? Spiritually, by telling them about Jesus, okay? If they are not saved, materially, financially, by blessing them, if you can. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, these things seem obvious, because you're like, the poor, we're always trying, you know, but Christians, we don't do them at times, okay? And every now and again, God reminds us that, you know, take care of my what? Of my poor. And you remember he said, okay, he who lends, he who gives to the poor, he who has pity on the poor, lends to God, you know, and the Lord will pay him back. Proverbs 19:17. There's payment in this life and in the age to come. Okay? One of the things that it might earn you, like Angelo, is being among the greatest kings. Hallelujah. Amen? There's a friend of mine. There's this guy, he was 2 years ahead of me in Chisubi. And though he was 2 years ahead of me. We are friends. Eh? Okay. And then, he went to university. And then, so 2 years later, I joined him. Eh? Okay. And in medical school. Eh? Then when he finished medical school, he was working in Lacho Hospital, and somewhere, and then the guy got sick, some strange disease, that affected his spine. Okay, you know Dr. Andrew Balungi, he's a dentist. It affected his spine many years ago. So, it was so bad, then he didn't get to. So even up to now, years later, he walked, basically, he's lame. Like he cannot walk alone, he walks, you've seen him, okay? He has a clinic, like opposite Kadik, around there, in Bukoto. There's a dental, whatever there, okay? So Bambi, he's there because he has 2 kids, he has a wife, and he has a skill, okay? Now, like, when you go there and the nurse, who calls him from the other room, he comes when, he can't, but he treats, because to treat, all he has to do is to sit, okay? And then he'll use his hands and the instruments, okay, but now, obviously, he doesn't make as much money as he would have made if he was well. You see, so his disadvantage, Bambi, is what? His some disease, man, just happened. So he can't walk. All right. So now I heard about that. When that happened, I heard about it many years later, that, Andrew, this happened, and Bambi, I feel sorry for him. As a my friend, I knew this guy from Smack, made school. He was a very jolly social guy, especially with chicks, you understand? Girls liked him because Andrew talks, born again, so when I heard that, Bambi, I was like, bye. Because now, he was a young guy, he was in his 20s when that happened. So, years later, I met him somewhere, and I saw Bambi, the condition was in. Okay, so he has 2 kids, he has a wife, the wife is a dog, Jackie? You don't know Andrew? Anyway, he was, below you, I guess. So when I had that, I was like, one day I have to do something for him. Because I'm like, man, he has to pay fees. Now he has a clinic here. He stays in Bunamwaya. The clinic, of course, I guess by virtual visa, the condition, of course, he doesn't get as many clients. He can't go to study again to get like a master's so that he can charge more high. You understand? He's in that state, Bambi. Okay? Sounds like I need to what? One day I have to do something for my friend. Then some years ago, I go to learn that he has a clinic there. Okay, so I went there. So sometimes I go there like once in 2 months. It is a dent, whatever, just opposite, like up opposite Okadik, on that street. Okay, so sometimes I just go there and we talk, but then you look at Tim Bambi, So, sometime last year, I was like, I think now I can do something for him. All right? So, I went to him. I told him that, Andrew, man, you're my friend, and now you're unwell, you don't make a lot of, money. And now, what aren't to do something for you? And I told him, I want to Because I thought about, of course, now his main thing, of course, is kids. Eh? The children have to go through uni, high school. So I was like, I think maybe what I can do is to sponsor one of the kids for university. Okay? So I went to him, I was like, Andrew. And then I called up a lady. No, one time I was seated at the chair last year. Then someone gave me a phone call. Have you received a phone call from Prudential? Those Prudential guys. I think they're those who have lists of doctors. So, is this Dr. Singuzi? I think they go to wherever, Ministry of Health or Uganda Medical Association and get lists of what. So they call, So the lady was like, anyway, when she called me and gave me that, and now I want to tell you about Prudential, about whatever kids you save with us, then about what, it has to come, your kid then after. I was like, this is awesome. I was like, okay, you come and what? I was like, this is what I should do for Andrew. So then she comes, she explained to me Prudential. I was like, now for me, I don't need it. Okay. Somehow, how God will sort my kids uni, that one I don't have to think about it now. Maybe I should. But I was like, there's someone else who I should think for. Okay? So I told her now, I have a friend, yes. Okay? His kid, Anyway, so we made that arrangement. We went to Andrew. Yeah? We drove with a chick. And we went to Andrew. The girl was shocked. She said, what? Say, now, Kati, your kid, the child is in, senior one. Say, Kati, I want to make sure that by the time your child reaches university, you don't have to think about fees, uni. All right? So I brought this lady, very near to be aware, Prudential, everywhere. So we start. He's like, Moses Chichi. I said, you are my friend, So we calculated how much it might be by that time, like maybe a semester will be this amount, And then we divided by what? How many more months to get to that one? Then they told me now every month you have to deposit this amount. And I'm like, now that is what? My contribution to my disadvantaged friend. Okay? So, every month, in fact, yesterday, I just what? We sent in the contribution for what? July. And the guy gets shocked that what? That I'm still at it. Because at times guys start things and they what? Jump out, then they give you amunange, things are tight, But for me, I'm like, if anything gets tight, this Andrew project should never work. That one is a must. Even when I have bills to pay, bills to pay at the end of the month, I'm like, before I do those bills, the Andrew what? And you do it on mobile money. Andrew's whatever is the first. I'm like, now God have given now, you see? I haven't eaten the oven. We spent it on myself. Okay. Now, why am I sharing that? A few months after I began to do that, last year, a few months after I began to do that, I had a dream. Okay. In this dream, Andrew was introducing me to his mother. Okay. I never met the mother. I don't know her. But in the dream, anyway, he's introducing me to her. Okay, like, this guy is my friend. And the mother was like, you are Moses, you're Andrew's friend. And the mother cried. She was so happy to meet me. Okay? So happy she cried in the dream, you're Moses, Okay? And it was just that. Okay? And the dream ended. Then, of course, I knew that, this God is just trying to show what I'm doing for Andrew. What it means to him. Glory be to God. God was just trying to express what that means. That actually, it's a big deal. Glory be to God. In fact, I called Andrew because I wanted to be sure that is a mother alive or any. So I called him. I was like, is your mom alive? He's like, yeah. What about your dad? Hey, that one, you know, he went, you know, he passed away. Then I told him the dream, your mother, then I told him, did I tell him any? But it just meant that God was just trying to depict, because it was the tears of not of sorrow, but of joy and wow, this is you're the one like helping my son, you know, Hallelujah. And God, you can see, was just trying to show me what that means to him. Alright? Okay? That in a sense is something like remembering Angelo's friends. Glory be to God. Remembering Angelo's friends. Okay? A few, like 2 months ago, I went to chat with him, Andrew. And then he told me that, my wife was saying that, man, we should invite Moses at home for a meal to thank him for what he's doing. Because, man, every month the guy has been, I think now it's over a year, consider we should, you know, invite him for a meal and thank him. Then he told me that he told the wife, and I know her, I worked with her at a certain point, that he told the wife that, Oyo umuleke, ya arina echimuvuga. As in, inviting him for a meal or what, like, it can be done anytime if it has to be done, but it is not that one. Oyo arina echimuvuga. As in, he has self-motivation, you know, he is motivated by something, and don't worry about him. Okay? Then I told him, by the way, I can't even come to your home. Bunamwai. I was like, that ain't the road. Yeah, I was like, I will never. At least maybe I'm coming from the airport and, a branch off a bit as the jam to chill. But I was like, don't even think about it. Okay? But remember, we're talking about what? Remembering Angelo's friends. Okay? Angelo told Rick Joyner that, please, remember my friends, the homeless. Alright. And, expand that bracket to include all people who are disadvantaged. Okay. The homeless, the poor, okay. The sick in hospital, you know, someone you know who, you know, okay. The hungry, the naked, okay. God wants you to remember them. Okay. Paul, you know, in Galatians 2, 9 and 10, Paul, Barnabas, and the other apostles, John, James, and Peter, okay, we are going to preach the gospel, but they say that they were not going to forget the poor. They were not going to forget it. Okay? They were not going to forget Angelo's friends. All right? Paul said that actually, that is even me, that thing, you know, I was eager to do it. I didn't need to be reminded. Hallelujah. Okay? It was superfluous. Okay? To remind him. Glory be to God. Okay? But they said they were going to preach the gospel, but they said, but we shall not forget the poor. Hallelujah. Now, as Christians, okay, we preach the gospel, okay, but we also shouldn't forget to be a blessing to the disadvantaged. Okay? We shouldn't forget to, okay, we should remember Angelo's friends. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, of course, you do it what? You should be discerning also. Alright? You should be what? Discerning, you see, after you've preached things, you've taught things like this, for some reason, it's like you just make people prone to being conned. Because immediately they get out of here, you know, then they meet someone, what, then they know why, then what. Somehow, Christians are interesting. They oscillate in what? Extremes. All of a sudden, someone is mean. Then, hey, remember Angela's friend? Then now all of a sudden they become prey. All right. There's a lady who had begun coming to LAT, but haven't seen her in the last 2 weeks. Right? The last two or three Sundays. Okay. In fact, somehow, it seemed like, when I think about it, it's like I think churches, they should have maybe something every, like a notice, you know, in churches, like what? Beware of being conned. Because Baloko, they are the most, when it comes to that, they are the most stupid, they are the most vulnerable, they act naive. I went over the thing of sowing and reading, you know, sow man give, you know, God will bless you, you know. It's like now they just become stupid. Anyway, so this lady, she began to come to church some time ago. Okay, then one Sunday, I finished to preach. Then she comes to me. And she had a kid, a baby, much younger than that. This a real kid, like month old. So she comes to me and said, Pastor, Musumba, what? Jagalon Sabile? Jagalon Sabile? Mfune, a chocola? Kwanga, Olusi, to Malaonga week. No mana wanginga te tuina, chetuli de. A week. No, that's definitely a lie. But sometimes, of course, it can, you might say a week, but not to mean a week, but to just, sure that things are tight. Okay? So it's one of those days when what? When you're like, no, you have, you know, any son of man, you know, and meanwhile she has like a baby now. Hey. Now you can say, man, which human, you say baby. I'm not weak. So anyway, I was like, hey, also, okay, let's pray. What time come out? How much chocolate? Then I got out my wallet. I gave her a 20K. I was like, you know, went. And the following Sunday, she came back. She's like, again after I finished to preach, she's like, Musumba. Musumba. And you see, you know, I'm not 20 years old, I'm not 13, I've been around, you know, so you just know, you, some of these things, you know them, but you know, you're always waiting to see what's coming next, you know, And so she comes, Musumba. Kati, nagenze mudwaliro. You all know Uganda? Eh? Mark, do you know Uganda? Okay. Nagenze mudwaliro. Nagenze mudwaliro. Then, nebankwela. Then, mubele. Nebasanga muchi. Echizimba. Okay? Kati, msawa yangambia betaga sente. Any, those things of, what are they called? Investigations, what treatment, Of course, she didn't say it in English, but understood that's what she was saying. So, Metagachi sent bagaze, what? Murimu Chizimba. You know? So I was like, here we go. You see, again, we're talking about, remember Angelo's friends, But the scripture, I think it is in Philippians, where it says, your love should be with discernment. You know, you shouldn't love with stupidity. You understand? Love with what? Discernment. All right? So, she told me she's Zimba. Then in my head, well, I don't know if it was just my, it was a kind of thought, but now you see, now she's telling you even something where you cannot like prove. Cannot say, let me see. You understand? So I was like, okay. To sabe. Mukama, So, let's sabe. What? Mukama, sa, oh no, muonye, mulinyaya, yesu, you know. And you have to pray some, like you just don't declare. You have to real, like, So anyway, then I say, can I see you? I didn't give her a single coin. Alright? Then I think she remained in church. I think she was the last person to leave. you know, as I was talking to people, so you could see that she was, he have to add on to her. I have to add dimes to the prayer. I just ignored that, you know, then I left. Alright? Then that week, on Thursday, alright? You know, that day, Thursday, she came for prayers up there. I was like, no, this woman. You know, so I saw her, she came again with a kakid, what? Then I think at a certain point, I think time, you know, it caught up with, I think she needed either to be back wherever she stays. And I think she didn't know that, man, this guy is praying until, you know. So at a certain point, she goes to the entrance there. She's also, at a certain point, I went out. Then as I was coming back, she was at the entrance. And she's like, so as I'm getting away, she's like, Musumba, I just looked at her, I was like, now this woman, I'm here praying now, what? You think we can, what? Kabozikate out here, yeah? I ignored that, you know, entered. Then she left, I think, you know. Yeah, she had to be somewhere at a certain time. So on Sunday, that Sunday, after Thursday, comes back. Now that Sunday, that was the first Sunday Carol preached. I remember they asked for testimonies. Now, I think she came in after that. I don't know. Anyway, because at the end, Sandra comes in and says, wow, this has been wonderful. Anyone with a testimony? Okay, you remember? And no one who came up. But now, so when I got up and got the mic, I saw her putting up her hand. I was like, did Sandra see her and ignore her? You know, it was, but I was like, thank God. She was going to come in front there and play fools. You know, anyway, so I saw her trying to raise her hand like she has something, like a testimony. I ignored her in my head. Anyway, I ignored her and we went into the presence, you know. So when the service ends, she comes to me again, as usual. Say, Musumba, something like that. Basically, like, to testify that what? Last Sunday, one Sabila, in the Buenos Dayom, what? Dwai Longa, what? In my head, I was like, what? I'm like, well. Then she's like, Kati. Now, what are you food them, Chalo? What are you food them, Chalo? Njagala, emtwalo, evili chitundu. Ogendo kuzika, tugenda lelo. Nechivi, wansabila. Kati, emtwalo, evili chitundu. Ogendo ora kuzika. Then I just looked out, I was like, sinner on Azaji, Ukanisa, what? And I left her there. Then I began to talk with people, you know. Then she sat in church there, you know, waiting. I think she's like, what? Then I remember I got out, then I talked to some people before someone gave us a lift. Then as we drive out of Unobu, she's standing at the gate. As we drove out, she's looking at her like Musumba, like, you know, on the sort here, like, Vayo Jori, you know those things, You know that term? Which people do you hang out with? Vayo Jori. In the taxi, do they say anyway? They matter. So you understand, So you could see that was what? Okay? Then I think I told Mark that, I text him, I was like, if you can start to warn some people, because there's this lady who's going to start, then I told Juliana about her. She's like, with a kid, she's like, man, for me that kid, like, I would have fallen for it because seeing a kid, but I'm sure there's some people who were, Anyway, but you see, as you love, as you remember, Angelo's friends, be discerning. Do you understand? Be discerning. You understand? Don't think that if you don't give anyone who asks you for help, don't think God is mad and you're not going to get blessed. Okay? Again, it's one of those things of ask God, should I not? Don't be in a hurry to part with what? You know, Unless now, like for me, I have like this, my friends, the project. That one, I know it's real, and it is a planned thing, All right? But if someone now just comes and then tries to get me into something, I was like, please, so kondeke. And then you're sitting now, what will mlala go encourage you? God knows I'm, gwekati, then someone else, God has what? Whatever does a great, you're that one's person for me. You understand? Love should be with discernment. Otherwise, Christians are played. Then they think they're sowing. Then they wonder, but I'm sowing, I'm helping people, but nothing is happening. But God is like, no, you're not sowing. You're just a fool. They're just playing you. And I've been speaking to you. That money, you haven't been giving in my stuff. You've just been giving thieves. And giving a thief is not sowing. Especially if I've been telling you to stop it. Do you understand? So as you remember, Angelo's friends, be discerning. Hallelujah. So anyway, I think that chick realized that one musumba. And haven't seen her for two Sundays. Glory be to God. I think she went back and told her, basically, they don't practice what they preach. As a motorcar, so na abo muchachi abo balinga chikumi. Bona wanye motorcar. Noyo msumba. Nagenda, namugamba ingeka isenze dwailo. Ta, aba sumba babi. So I think now she went to some other church, what? Aba sumba babi. Ta inza na kuwa, I know now in her mind, she looks at Rachel, with Joan. I think in her mind, she sees Joan puts in 1 million shillings. Then Katialaba or Beno Kwanga 20 million shillings every Sunday. He looks at Hilary, Lydia, Lydia must be having maybe so how with the land, What's your car in that car? Sekacho, you wadja, nakakade. Katumsuma. Emfale biri nechitundu. Ogenda okuzika. my suspicion is that I think she's like her. Kati bomugambe byokurala oburadde prayers. So kati onyo kumugamba real what? Kwa bomugamba sickness. Tusabe. Sekati echu chawonye. Praise God. Now, what do you have for them, Chalo? 25,000. I just get a kuzika at afternoon. So, remember, Angelo's friends, but let your love be with what? Discernment. Where's that scripture? Let me look. When a generation where it's easy to what? To get scriptures. So, before I leave, but I know it is in Philippians. 1:9. Okay, Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Alright? Okay? Do that. Okay? But remember, as you take care of Angelo's friends, you're lending to God and He will pay you back. Glory be to God. And God loves a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in His giving. Glory be to God. Amen.